Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Walz is planning to call a special session on gun safety in the next couple weeks. Carleton College political analyst Steve Shire says Democrats want to ban assault weapons in response to the Annunciation school shooting.
Well, I think you could put together a package of bipartisan reforms on school safety, but, you know, what the governor's proposing is not going to fly with Republican legislators. That's just the end of it.
Shire says the special session will be after next Tuesday's special election to fill the seat of fallen House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Minnesota farmers continue to lose money, according to Ag Chair and St. Cloud DFL Senator Eric Putnam. As you're enjoying the taste of this year's sweet corn, consider the farmers are not doing as well.
It's a really horrible time to be a farmer right now. If you're growing corn, you're losing a dollar per acre at this per bushel at this point because corn prices are so low. It's farm profitability is the lowest it's been in 30 years. So we're in a really serious crisis when it comes to the agriculture economy.
Putnam is concerned that prices are lower across the board, forcing many Minnesota farmers to make tough decisions. Governor Walz and his state children's cabinet visited Pine Bend Elementary School in Invert Grove Heights. The governor says the visit was to spotlight his goal to make Minnesota the best state for children and families. The governor's children's cabinet brings together commissioners and leaders from state government to meet with students and teachers. Today's meeting focused on pre-K, expanded literacy efforts, and universal meals. And a new website helps. HelpingCentralMN.org has been launched by a group of advocates to provide mental health resources to Minnesotans. Founder Scott Roeder says 988 is one of the best resources available on the site.
We've got this phone number that you can call 7x24, 365 days a year. You can call, text, or chat, and you're going to talk to a trained professional counselor confidentially to get help for yourself, help for a friend, just to get the resources that you need.
Roeder says he was inspired to launch the site after losing his son Jackson to suicide 8 years ago. In other headlines, the DNR expects archery hunters to have plenty of opportunities to harvest deer this season. Big game coordinator Paul Burr says Minnesota has seen two mild winters in a row, which generally means more deer activity in the fall. Burr says they're also encouraging people to harvest antlerless deer this season. He says the hunt is far and away the best tool the DNR has when it comes to deer population management. The archery hunting season starts Saturday. Moorhead Area Public Schools is receiving a grant to purchase three new electric buses and the necessary charging infrastructure. The $1.2 million grant comes from the Minnesota Department of Commerce. The annual cost for the buses is estimated at $24,000 a year. Quick decisions and federal cuts from Washington are forcing Minnesota lawmakers to act. The DFL caucus has announced a new subcommittee that will study the impact of federal cuts on Minnesotans. DFL Senator Lindsay Port of Burnsville.
We've never had a committee like this in Minnesota's history that we can find that is so focused on something federal, but we've never needed it before.
Port will chair the committee. This is MNN.